the goddess here. Welcome back to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. Look around, go through my little video, see if it's something that you like, comment. Feel free to subscribe, by the way, but hit the like button, share. I always answer your comments. And if you are not new and you've been here, you've been riding with me, hey, welcome. Make sure you hit the notification button so that you are notified when I upload more amazing videos such as this. So you heard the, you saw the title, right? You saw the title. I want to ask you the question. When was the last time you were really intimate with yourself? And that can go deep. That can be like many levels, right? So I often get the question, I find myself answering this question at least once a year on YouTube or some other platform of why I'm single. Men ask me that all the time, like, Mo, why are you single? You are so intelligent, you're so beautiful. Like, why are you by yourself? And quite simply, I haven't been thinking about a man in a long time. Even the last time that I called myself getting this relationship, like not long ago, you know, I started this relationship with this older man who was very handsome, very sophisticated. Like he was on it. He had a lot of energy. And I really thought that we were gonna connect. And then he said something to fuck that up. But then it was my own self-sabotaging that kind of called it in too, you know. But anyway, so even before him, I was celibate for like 2 years. And quite honestly, being in a relationship is not something that I even think about. It's not something that I think about because I deliberately took this time out to be intimate with myself. And I think a lot of women, we are not matter of fact about being intimate with ourselves because we have been told that in order to be happy or in order to be whole, we have to be in a relationship with someone else. And I'm gonna tell you, that shit is old, it's played out, that's as simply as I can put it. It's old and it's played out. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not sitting here telling you that I do not want to be in a relationship, but I have taken the time to get to know myself so I know what type of relationship I want going forward. And what I've learned is I have to be the individual that I am calling in. Somebody who is confident, somebody who knows her worth, somebody who's secure in her self-worth, and someone who knows what pleases her sexually. I know what pleases me sexually. I know what I want. I know what I do not want. I know that the next relationship that I get into is going to have to be with someone who is as free as me, and somebody who is just wanting to worship me. I know that that's what I want. And I don't mean that in a way where I'm asking for a man to be less than a man, to be a punk, or to be a pushover, or to be submissive to me. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a man who is so secure in himself that he's okay with pushing me to the forefront and sitting back and watching me do my thing and become who I am becoming and who supports me. And you know, maybe he cooks for me. Maybe he's gonna give me a head massage, a body massage, oil my body down. Maybe he's going to give me all the praises that I desire. Maybe he is going to pleasure me sexually. Maybe we're not even gonna have sex, but all the things that I enjoy, and not to say that it won't be a pleasure for him as well, but it's about me now. And I think, you know, these days, even though society has taught us, oh, you gotta be in a relationship, you need to be, you know, you ain't no woman, like, what's wrong with you? You know, that used to be the question that I got asked a lot, like, you ain't in a relationship, what's wrong with you? Why does something have to be wrong with me? Nah, it's all right with me because I know that I'm not settling for no relationship. I don't want no broken down man. I don't want no man who is unhealthy. I don't want no man who is not spiritually aware and connected and aligned to himself. I don't want that. And I know none of us are perfect, but we have to be on the same frequency. And if I want that in a man, I have to become that first. If I want a man to please me, I have to know how to be pleased. So I have to be able to please myself. And a lot of women steer clear of that. Like, we don't talk about it. It's a stigma attached to masturbation and self-pleasure. There's such a stigma attached to that. And I know because I used to think like, oh my God, like, what are they gonna think if I talk about masturbation? You know, what do they think if I masturbate? And somebody asked me what I did. A guy asked me like recently, are you single? Yeah, I'm single. What do you do for sexual pleasure? Baby, what don't I do for sexual pleasure? And another thing that I noticed about myself, it's easy for me to be intimate with myself even after doing like a spiritual bath or even after coming out of the shower and oiling my body down and looking in the mirror and speaking to myself and touching myself. See, women are more in touch with themselves now. We know what we want. We in our bag, we in our feminine energy, we're in our spirituality. We eating better, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't like that old way no more. And a lot of people are still stuck in the old way. And I'm not one of those people. So for me, I'd rather sit back and take care of me. Take care of me, you know, understand me. I turn myself on. I mentioned that in my group the other day. Like, I look in the mirror and I turn myself on. Because it's so much energy, so much passion, so much desire, so much of just, oh, this magic, this magic that we can harness, that I'm harnessing. And that's not something to be taken lightly. So when I get with a man, baby, we gonna have a ball together. We are going to have an amazing time, but he got to be taking care of him too. If I want to have a more than one sexual partner, if I want to be with a female, I've never been with a female. So, you know, let's touch on that. But if I chose to, it would be my choice. You know, and that's why being confident in oneself, you know, that's why I be trying to talk to the sisters like, sis, come on with it, girl. Come on with it. Talk your shit, girl. Do your walk, girl. Talk your talk. Do your dance, girl. But you can't do that or be that if you're not feeling worthy of that. And if you got this old broke down Jake leg, like my mama used to call him, Jake leg ass nigga laying in the bed next to you, and you not happy. He not pleasing you. He just taking up your breath. Taking up your breath as if you ain't got enough taking it up. He's taking up your space. And in order for you to call in anything new or to attract anything new, anything amazing, anything that aligns with where you are now. Because a lot of us, we be in these relationships for so long and we've evolved and we've grown and we've changed. Our bodies have changed. Our wants have changed. Our, you know, what turns us on has changed. But because we are with someone who we are no longer connected to or aligned with, we can't even bring that forth. We don't even know how it feels to be all that we can be, to be whole, you know? So I'm good. I'm good. We good over here. I don't mind being single. I don't mind being single because while I'm single, I am doing what it takes to please me. So when someone does come along, guess what? He gonna line right up with that. And if he don't, guess what? He gonna fall off. He's either gonna fall off because he can't hang. Oh, dang, you know, I ain't know it was gonna be like this. I ain't know you was gonna be like this. Because I can't be controlled. I can't go through that anymore. I'm a very respectful and loyal individual. I will be loyal. And anything that I want, I'm gonna communicate that to you. So it's not like I'm gonna play no games with anybody or play behind their back or anything like that. I want a man who is confident enough to be able to sit down with me and understand who I am. But first, he must understand who he is. Vice versa. Sis, you gotta understand who you are before you expect a relationship to work. And some of y'all in these relationships that ain't working, ain't been working in a long time, you ain't happy, and you ain't been happy in a long time because you're settling. And now with what's going on the planet and how it has shifted, you understand it like, dang, it's more to life. I want more. I deserve more. But if you don't take the time out to give yourself what you deserve, then you're gonna miss the mark every time. So what I did, the last relationship that I was in was actually with a married man. All bad, but it was all good. It felt so good. I loved him so much. I felt like he loved me. You know, it was just like, it was perfect. And although it was bad, and I know that it was bad, I still don't regret that because it taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about myself, and it taught me a lot about what I actually am deserving of. I am deserving of someone to love me and only me completely. I am deserving of having a man please me and not have to run off and be with another woman. But see, that was on me. I wasn't feeling good enough about me. So I allowed this married man, this unavailable man. And I felt like, you know, if I get somebody who's unavailable to me, then I don't have to wait for him to fail or wait for him to be half-assed, because I'm starting it in that way anyway. I'm starting it with that energy anyway, because I've always had this, you know, I've always done this thing where I sabotage relationships because I did not feel worthy. So I set it up to where I usually push them away, because what happens? A man leaves me all the time anyway. He never sticks around anyway. My father never stayed, so, you know, I must really not be deserving of a complete man. So I settled for half of a man, or a little bit of a man. He was nice, though. He was giving me money. He was paying some of my bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, the sex was good. So I settled. And I settled for 3 years. I love this dude so much. I love this dude so much. And some of the most memorable times that I had in my life was with him. I was ashamed to say it. And I'm kind of like feeling some type of way right now speaking it, because I know it was wrong, you know? But like I said, it taught me who I am and what I'm deserving of. You know, it taught me that I don't have to be with half of anything. I could start working on myself. So when my ideal guy comes along, I'm ready for him. I'm ready for him. And I'm, you know, I'm worthy of him. And he sure damn well better be worthy of me. But see, I'll be able to identify that because I know, you know, I'm listening to what goes on in here now, in my heart. If it ain't right, I exit left. Or right. Whichever way, it don't matter. I don't stick around. But see, I don't even attract that. And men don't even come at me half-assed anymore. Actually, men don't even come at me anymore. So I know that my guy is out there. So it's not like I've given up. But I'm not searching. I'm too busy searching for me. You know? And when it's time for him to come, he gonna come. And it's gonna be so unexpected. It's gonna be so unexpected. But it is going to be when the time is right. So a lot of us don't take the time out. We go into these relationships broken. And guess what? We attract broken ass motherfuckers that treat us like shit most of the time. Because we feel like shit. So I don't want to start a relationship where I'm not feeling good about me. And the person that comes in, my partner, whoever that may be, they're going to be right along with that. You know, we're going to be flowing together. We're going to be riding together on that same frequency. So yeah, a lot of us, we need to take time out. You know, we need to take time out from these relationships and not jump from one relationship to the next relationship. So many women out there, oh, that didn't work out with him, let me jump in this relationship. And the same goes for men. I was speaking about this in my OnlyFans yesterday. Men are just as broken as women. We get out of these relationships with one woman, the same, and the guy that I'm talking about, the guy that I'm talking about that I was in a relationship with, wasn't even decent enough to tell me that he had gotten another woman that wasn't even his wife. You know what I'm saying? He had gotten with another woman. So he went from leaving his wife's home. And of course, I never expected him to leave his wife to be with me. I never expected that, but I never expected him to leave his wife and go be with someone else either, because I thought I was the shit. I thought he and I, you know, if he ever left, he would choose me. And it never works out that way, does it? It never really works out that way. You are never the chosen one when you going, when you're doing wrong. You're never the chosen one. And if you are the chosen one, then something is waiting for you on the back end too. So yeah, you know, men, they go from these relationships one to the next. Maybe you've left a relationship with a woman and then you go be with another woman and she got kids. Now you taking on another, you know, family, maybe extra kids. Your income is the same. You know, you haven't really taken the time to purge those old emotions, to get your mind right, to get your body right, to figure out what is right for you. And you're just carrying baggage along with it too. And guess what? The baggage that man is carrying, that chemical trade that y'all doing together, he just dumping that shit right back off up in you, you know? So we have to really, really be careful. We have to be careful. And we have to be strategic with the way that we approach relationships. Now, I sat here and said, I know what I like. I know what I want. If I want more than one partner, I'm going to have that. But it ain't going to be no secret shit. It ain't going to be no creeping shit. It's going to be communication. We going to talk about it. You got to know what works for you, what works for everybody involved. And if the shit don't feel right, then it ain't right. That's simple. If it don't freaking feel right, it ain't right. So if you're broken and if you don't feel worthy and if you haven't taken the time to heal yourself, you're not even going to be able to identify like, damn, I went from that relationship, now I'm in a new relationship, and guess what? It's the same relationship. It's the same thing. The same happenings are going to be happening because you're carrying that same energy, that same broken, tired energy. So yeah, I've taken the time, you know, and I'm really proud to say that I'm by myself. I don't think about no dude. I don't think about no dude. If I do, you know, I'm reminiscing on old relationships and how maybe the sex was then. But I don't sit and I'm like, oh, I need a man. I wish I had a man. I wish I was in a relationship, because I'm too busy building me. I'm too busy being intimate with myself. I'm too busy exploring who I am as a single 50-year-old woman. Because remember, and this is another thing we need to heal from, that we need to give ourselves time from. When we go from being, I went from being, let me tell you the phases I went through. I went from being in high school, 2 or 3 years after high school, pregnant. So now I'm a mother, have my baby, single mother, raise my kids. They grown and out of the house. Now I'm a single woman. I never got an opportunity to really get to know who that single woman was. Because when I had my children, I was 20. When I had my first son, I was 23 years old. So I still was a young girl. I wasn't knowing who I was then. But I immediately became a mother. So all I knew was how to be a single mother. I never, ever knew what the single woman life would be. So everything that I'm doing now, everything about myself now is new. It is like I'm being reborn. I'm being reborn. This emptiness has only been in the past, my son graduated in... When did my baby graduate? My son graduated, oh my God, I can't even think. 2012? 13, 14. No. Not 2012. My son graduated in 2016. Yeah. My youngest son graduated from high school in 2016. So it's only been 4 years since discovering me, you know? And, everything is unfolding like new. Like, oh, I could do that. Oh, I could choose that. Oh, girl, I could wear that. I could wear that. I can wear that. You mean to tell me I can get in touch with my pussy power? You mean to tell me I can take care of myself in another country? You mean to tell me that? Like, I didn't know. I didn't know until I actually did it. So, we be so out of touch with ourselves because we haven't given ourselves time to become who we are. And a lot of times we don't even feel worthy of that. So we got to work through those feelings, those emotions before we go from relationship to relationship. Girl, touch your pussy. Touch yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror, you know? Understand what stimulates you. Do something dirty. Watch something dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like I expressed to the people in my OnlyFans, a lot of people just assume, oh, she got an OnlyFans. Oh, she must be a freaky dinky. You know, she must be dropping it like it's hot. She must be doing this, that, and the other. And no, I started webcamming. Before OnlyFans was thought of, I started webcamming in 2011. And the reason why I started webcamming, which is the same thing, you online, but it's live. You're online, you're talking to guys, you know, they can take you in a private room. You could be, you know, intimate. You could do whatever you want to do behind that camera, but you're making money. I didn't do it for the money. I did it so I could try to break out of my own sexual hangups. I have sexual hangups from the past. I never was in touch with my feminine side because I always felt like I had to cover up. My body was always looked at as, well, it was demonized because I was well developed. I was tall, I had hips, I had booty. Everybody was noticing my body. The people in the family, oh, you better watch her, put her on the pill. You know, the dirty old men, oh, hey, baby. You know, you walking down the street, the dirty old men looking at you. The kids at the school, oh, she's the biggest one in the class. You know, it was always, my body was always noticed because it was different. So I internalized that, like, this is bad. This is bad. This is bad. I can't show it. I can't get to know it. It's bad. And sometimes I even find myself still being in a box. And for me, the webcamming was a place to practice being sexy. I didn't always feel sexy. I felt like, you know, shaking behind the camera. But even now with this OnlyFans, it's a way for me to express myself sexually because I've never really done that. So, you know, a lot of people, I think that's what makes me a great body coach, a great confidence coach, because these are things that I'm actually working through myself. These are things that I've actually overcome myself, and I share them, and I take women through the steps that I had to go through to start feeling better about myself. No, you may not be someone who is ready to go on OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that ain't your thing. But let's be clear too. OnlyFans is not just sexual and porn. There's people on there working out. There's people on there cooking. There's people on there doing all kinds of stuff. They're sharing it with their fans. I choose to be sensual and sexy. The pictures that I show on Instagram and Facebook, you know, you can only be so sexy. You know what I'm saying? But, and then I attract a lot of men because men are visual. They looking at your body. So since y'all want to look at my body, why don't you pay to look at my body? And it's a mutual exchange of energy because I am trying to get to know my body. I'm trying to get to know who I am. I'm trying to get to know what this feminine energy is like. I am trying to get to know this single 50-year-old woman. I'm trying to see if I still got it. Sometimes we need to be reminded that we still got it. And girl, I still got it, girl. I still got it. Giving you young hoes a run for your money. Yes, I am. But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. I'm going to get on down the road because I have a party to go to. But I just wanted to ask you that question. Like, how intimate are you with you? When was the last time you were intimate with yourself? And it ain't really got nothing to do with sex, but sex is very taboo when it comes to touching yourself, when it comes to moving your womb, when it comes to getting to know who you are, when it comes to manifesting what you want from the power and the energy of your womb. That's what being a woman is about. That's what being a woman is about. Own that. Stand in that. It is time. It is time. It is time to stand up. It's time to be stronger. It's time to feel good. It's time to start taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit. It is time. It is time. It is time. And there is no time like the present time. So in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time, you be fit. Now, who you want me to be? Now, show me. Show me way, show me way, ow. Show me way, show me way, show me. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. It was brought to you by The God Glow by Mo. So if you're someone who can appreciate not only what goes in your body, but what goes on your body, and you love organic and natural skincare products, then you're gonna love God Glow by Mo products. Go to the website, The God Glow, THEGODGLOW.com, and look around and make your purchase today. Also, at checkout, you can use my discount code
GodGlow to receive 15% off your purchase. Again, that is thegodglow.com.